Russia's operation was very clever because it raised very little suspicion here on the streets in Washington. But Robert Litt, former general counsel at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, says the whole thing had no peer.
There's never been anything with this scale and this degree of brazenness.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner, vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee, which is investigating the Russian meddling matter, told WTOP in an exclusive interview there were two parts to Russia's plan.
The first was the selective hacking of information and letting that information then be released at critical times. The second part of their campaign, which was even more sophisticated, was using modern technology, using the internet, so-called internet trolls.
Former House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers explained to us how the process worked.
In the cases that have been publicly reported, they talk about 12-hour shifts. And in those shifts, they're given a certain number of posts that they have to do. So they would go out and actively look at sites that they believed, they being the Russians, would believe would have some impact on people's opinion of either a person or an idea or a policy.
And according to Warner, here's where it got really sophisticated.
Though they would use those fake accounts to, in effect, flood the zone with false news, fake information.
And not only that, they were able to specifically target certain areas.
There's been data scientists that have shown that in certain areas, for example, in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania, the last 10 days of the campaign, you wouldn't hear stories about Clinton versus Trump if you were getting the news from Twitter feed or from a Facebook news feed.
Because of the automated botnet,
the top stories that would come up on your news feed would be stories about Hillary Clinton being sick or Hillary Clinton stealing money from the State Department. And it really was a remarkable campaign.
And coming up in my next report,
I was told that it was the Russians.
The victims of Russia's homeland security operation that you may not have heard about. J.J. Green, WTOP News.